If the CIA recruits so many assets, how many people in our government or people with intelligence do you think have been recruited? Thanks so much. Love your stories. Thank you. Almost none is the answer, because we generally don't recruit Americans. When you recruit an American, you have to get special permission from the director of the CIA. It has to be for a very narrowly defined operation for a finite period of time. For example, if you're a businessman and you happen to have joint citizenship with, you know, Mexico or whatever, dual citizenship is what I mean, and you're going to go to, let's say, and I'm making this up, this is not a real scenario, but you go to North Korea to look at, you know, opening a factory there. We're going to want to recruit you so that you can come back and tell us, you know, this is who I met, this is what he was like, this is what he said, this is what I saw, this is what I experienced. That's going to be, you know, valuable in the greater scheme of things. But in terms of people being recruited and then going into government, I never encountered one in my entire career. A bigger question, though, is foreign nationals that we recruit that then later go into their government. Yes. That happens frequently, to the point where sometimes they find themselves becoming prime minister or president of that country. I'm going to leave that there.